Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching. These podcasts are designed to help us to have the most authentic and intimate and satisfying relationship with God that we possibly can. And if they're helpful, please do leave a comment so that we can all learn from one another and let me know how they've helped you and give me suggestions about future topics. I'd be very grateful for that. So thank you for being with us today. Now, something happened last night that gave me the idea for what I want to talk about today, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. So today what we are talking about are two ways to quickly find support from God when you need it. Have you ever felt a bit low, a bit lacking in energy and motivation, needed something to pick you up? Well, let me tell you about something that strengthened my soul because of a text message I received last night. This text message pinged into my phone. It was from an old friend, someone I don't see so often these days, but for whom I still feel a lasting affection and considerable respect. Well, he messaged me out of the blue, and it wasn't a request for something, but just a message of encouragement. He thanked me for my impact on his life and my support. Several things had happened in years gone by that he was reminding me about and had been reflecting on. Well, reading the message, I really felt quite emotional. I had a small lump forming in my throat. It deeply moved me to receive that message. And reading through the text a few times, there was a word that stood out to me. And that word was support. He used it three times in one text message. Now, I don't remember all the details of the events he mentioned. I do remember them, but not in technicolor detail. Some of the things that he was mentioning happened over 15 years ago. But what came through very clearly from his text message was that he felt supported in those situations. Do you feel supported by God? If you were sending him a gratitude text, would support be the main topic? God helps us in so many material, emotional, and spiritual ways. But even if you couldn't remember all of the ways he's helped you in those circumstances, would you still recall that sense of his support? I hope I do. I know I can, and so can you. God wants to be our support. So how does this work? Well, there are two Hebrew words I think we might look at here that could help us to understand in what ways God supports us and then to know how to find his support when we need it. So these two words are Mishan and Sa'ad or Sa'ad. Forgive me for the pronunciation, not entirely certain about that, but these two words. Firstly, Mishan. This comes from Psalm 18, verse 18. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. Mishan, support. The Lord was my support. The emphasis of this word is supply. So support in the sense of supply. God supplies what his people need. If you have a look at the rest of the psalm, you'll see that the writer was in deep waters. That's a quote. Facing an overwhelming enemy, he was in need of rescue. Feels like my life a lot of the time. What about yours? So what did God do? He supplied rescue to a safe place. The panic of sensing a need unmet makes us forgetful of the many times we've received what was needed. The next time you're in need of support, reflect on what you already have. Part of my prayer time this morning was a basics segment, you could call it. I thanked God for supplying the air I breathe and all the senses with which I enjoy this world. I listed everything from the earth beneath my boots to the leaves on the trees. I have been repeatedly oversupplied. When I remember God's generosity, it gives me faith for his future supply, his future mishan. So that's the first word. Second word, Sa'ad or Sa'ad. This comes from Psalm 94, verse 18. It says, when I said, my foot is slipping, Your unfailing love, Lord, supported me, sa'ad me. This time, the emphasis is on sustaining. So the word support here, the sa'ad word, means sustain. God sustains his people. The idea is that God sustains to the point of refreshment. That's where we're going. The psalmist's anxiety was great. Have a look at the psalm, verse 19 there. But, and I love this phrase, God's consolation brought me joy. Consolation brought me joy. So he sustained this psalmist through this time of anxiety to the place where he was consoled. And that brought the psalmist joy. It doesn't actually say that he solved all of the problems, though he did some of them. We can get so caught up in the whirlwind of a crisis, we lose sight of the fact that it's temporary. This too will pass. God is with you in the storm, and he will sustain you until you get to the right refreshment stop. Many times, the sustaining is only obvious in hindsight. I've known life and ministry and church and family crises that felt like they were unending. But later, a few weeks, months, or sometimes even years later, I can see that God kept me going and gave me refreshment, brought me to the place of consolation. Reflect on your challenges of the past few years. Can you recall the refreshment that came at the end of a tough time? I'm sure if you think about it, you will be able to. So, those are our two words, sa'ad and mishan. From Psalm 18, we know that God supplies what we need. Friends can help, but God is the support, the direct support. Go to him first when you're struggling. And then there's Psalm 94. Psalm 94 reminds us that God's love is our support. His personal presence supplies us with faith and strength long after our own has run out. Read the Psalms and other scriptures about the love of God if you want to stand strong. Well, I'm so grateful to my friend. I'll call him Mr. T. He knows who he is. I'm so grateful to him for his text message. I'm glad he felt supported by me, and I'm going to send him a reply to that text after finishing this recording and posting it. I'm glad for that, but how much more does God deserve a gratitude text from me, which I guess really is what we call prayer. So the next time you are in need of God's support, you need that consolation, you need that supply, you need that sustenance, I suggest you do two things. Number one, thank him for what he has already supplied. Then ask him for what you need to get through the current crisis. That's the first thing. Thank him and ask. Secondly, thank him for his sustaining love up to now. Offer him your commitment to continued trust in his love and ask him to provide you with consoling comfort. So, just to finish off, what helps you to feel God's support? I've shared a couple of things here. There's much more that could be said on this subject. So, what actually helps you? What does it mean to you to experience God's supply and God's sustaining strength? What gives you that confidence? What gives you that experience? What keeps you strong and supported by God? Please leave a comment here where you will be hearing this recording. Leave a comment so that we can all learn from one another. We learn best when we learn in community. So, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week of quiet times. God bless.